Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, and when things work out favorably in the end, Avram departs with wealth, but Avram himself, on the way down, kind of anticipates that. Imrina Chosiat, Lamani Tavli Baburech, the Chaisanafshi Biglalech, says Rashi, Lamani Tavli Baburech, Yinu Matanos, that Avraham Avinu is anticipating that the way things will work out, we'll get presents. So it seems like Avraham Avinu was soliciting or anticipating positively receiving presents from Paro. Then in next week's Sedra, when it comes to Avimelech, Parakos Pasukit Dalid, Vaikach Avimelech, son of Akarva, Dimush Vachos, Vaitain Avraham, Vayashav Lo, Eis Sarayshto. So history repeats itself. Avimelech gives Avraham Avinu presents. Rashi, Kadeshi Yispayez Vizfala, so that Avraham Avinu will be appeased and daven on behalf of Avimelech. So we have two instances in which Avraham Avinu favorably receives presents. Number three, the Sefer Orchos Matana, Rabbi Levi Grossbard, Tuf Shin Samach Gimel, 700 pages about Hilchos Matana. So he points out another Mar Makom. Oh, we now have our first Zoomer, so we'll turn the screen share on. Pirkei Rav Elazar, Perek Tazayin, Zakan Beiso Shel Avram Haya Avdo Eliezer, Uman Haya Avdo, Elokeim and Shayatza Meor Kastim, Amdu Kol Gedoli Ador, V'Nathnu Lamatanos. That when Avraham Avinu emerged from the Kibshana Esh, all the Gedolei Ador gave him presents. The Amad Nimrod, the Kosovus Avdo Eliezer Li Avram. So where did Eliezer Eved Avram come from? He came from Nimrod. He was Nimrod's trusty Eved, and Nimrod gifted him to Avraham Avinu. So here we have a third instance in which Avraham Avinu is on the receiving end of presents, which makes it all the more surprising. The most famous instance, also in this week's Adra, Parag Gedale Pasukav Gimel, Avram refuses to receive anything that the king of stone wanted to gift him. Says Rashi, you want to give me stuff from your treasure house, I will not take it. So how do we reconcile this? On the one hand, Avraham Avinu very emphatically refuses to accept any gift from Melech Sodom. Now, on the other hand, he receives gifts from Paro, from Avimelech, from Nimrod, according to Medrash. So how does this all play out? Various suggestions made. Let's take a look first at the Sifsei Chachamim on the Rashi in the beginning of the Sedra. The Rashi by Mitzrayim Vim Tomar. The mashmash Avram Batsa b'matanos v'hala kaman gabi melech stom amar imichud v'atzochna lo akach af apisha min adin hayashalo sharei notlu min hamalachim afilo hachi lo ratsa b'matanos. So Avram Avinu assisted in the war effort, so really magia lo the spoils. Kol shekein b'matnas chinam she'ena rotsi d'chsiv sonei matanos yichya. So how is it that Avraham Avinu, when it comes to Sodom, where on some level is Magilo, that he deserves spoils from the war that he helped win, and yet he refuses it? So here he deserves nothing from Paro. So why is he so enthusiastically prepared to receive Matanos? V'nira li, de Matana mu'etes ratza. He wanted a small Matana is okay. Al derech kol ratza lihanos. Yahana Kalisha, the Hainu Achila Ushasiya, Upanduk the Gemara in Bracha Saf Yud. If someone wants to be nada from others, he should do so in a moderate fashion, just as Elisha, when he went to the Shunamis, did receive minimal benefit from the Shunamis. So that's okay. But right, the Lakaman Ksiv, Aruchush Kachlach, the Heshalo Avram, Harimosi Yadi, the Lo Samarani Hashardi Hasarab. Avram's objection wasn't to a matana koldu, it wasn't to a little something, He didn't want a situation where Melech Sodom would say, I made Avram rich, that he went from zero to 100. But a Matan Muetes would have been permissible, and somehow, says the Chachamim's presentation, is that what Avram anticipated receiving from Paro was a relative Matan Muetes, as opposed to what he would have received from Melech Sodom. And then Sefer Chachamim has other terutim as well. Gur Aryeh, Maral, here in the same Pasuk, bothered by the same question, how does this jive with Sonei Matanos Yechia and Avram's own objections later in the Sedra? So the Maral is a different Mahalach. Miyak, Kusha Zos Yesh Tataris, Kamoshin Afarish Lukamai. The aims of Bechlal v'Avarachaka, Kevan de Melech Sodom, Nasan lo b'shvil shehitzel asa. Avalkan shenasan lo paro, midaito l'chvodo, zahavi shapir Bechlal v'Avarachaka. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Avraham Avinu Brach, the beginning of the parasha, slech lecha, that you will be blessed, blessed materially. So, the fact that Paro gave possessions, gave presents to Avraham Avinu, that was a key of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's haftacha of blessing Avraham Avinu financially, monetarily, because it was unsolicited and there was no quid pro quo, there was no calculus as to why Paro was giving the matanos to Avraham. But supposed to by Melech Sodom, where it was in the context of reciprocity, giving it to him on an acknowledgement for that salah. So that was an akiyam of the bracha promise, the avtacha promise by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in general, Maral is saying, Sani Matanos Yechia. But here, this isn't a matan in a vacuum. This is a akiyam of the avtacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore would have been permissible. Okay. So what is the reason behind the orientation of Sone Matanos Yechia? So there are different formulations in Rishon, and we'll see some possible nafkamina, and some of that may come back to other solutions to the Avraham Avinu problem. Right. So Sonim Matanos Yechia would say you shouldn't receive gifts under any circumstances, unless there's some other mitigating factor. So that the starting point is never receive any gift. So you have to figure out what's the justification for receiving gifts under given circumstances. Okay. So why, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, but what is the gist, the rationale of Sonim Matanos Yechia and the gather? So the Rambam writes, Sukhiya Batana Paraki Basalochi Zayan. At Sadiqim Agamurim Vaanshe Maisa Loyikavla Matana Yadav. So number one, the Rambam formulates this as a Midas Chasidus, not black letter law, but it's appropriate for people of higher standing, Sadiqim Gamurim and Anshe Maisa, not to receive gifts, not to accept gifts. Ella Botkim Bashem Baruch Shmo Lobin Divim. They place their trust in the Kosh Baruch Hu, not in donors, not in benevolent people. For right now, Mar v'soni matano sichya. So Rambam says, number one, it's Midas Chasidus. It's a orientation appropriate of tzaddikim and anshe maisa. And number two, it reflects a level of bitacha, that trust is placed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not through messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, Rambam Hilchas Talmud Torah Paragimel Alach Yid Aleph Paragimel Alach Yid Aleph Talmud Torah Had Tzadikim Mala Gedola Hi Lemisha Hu Misparnes Mi Maisa Yada. So there's what to be said for someone who makes an honest living. Umidas Chasidim Harishonim Hi, and that is the practice, the Deya, the Anhaga of Chasidim Rishonim. That a person should be sometimes parnes from his own maisi adayim and not from others. So in the Orchos Matana, he quotes the following somewhat obvious question from the Rambam. What exactly is the relationship here between not accepting Matanos and Midas HaBitachon? But why did he just say, the Rambam seems to say, a person who has proper Bitachon won't accept presents because he trusts everything come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But maybe Hagufa, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him this present. So what's the lack of Bitachon? Where does that formulation come from? So he suggests that maybe that's not really Pshat the Rambam, even though it kind of sounds like it. He says, maybe Pshat the Rambam is, there are other reasons for Sodom HaTanos Yechia. We'll talk about the other reasons in a minute. And Sodom HaTanos Yechia is appropriate for the other reasons. So maybe you'll say that, okay, there are other reasons not to receive presents, but if push comes to shove, why should I invoke or practice this Midas Chasidus not to receive presents? Let me, I'll take the present and it'll work out that I'll have something that I would have had otherwise. So that's what the Rambam is coming to tell you, that you shouldn't make such kashbonos. There are other reasons not to receive presents. And you have bitachon that you'll get what you need through other means. But not that receiving a present in and of itself is definitionally a lack of bitachon. But he points out in the Ralbag in Mishlei, it's clearly not that way. Because the Ralbag writes, Amnam, Misha Husone Gam Hamatonos, Velo Yirtsa. So someone is sonny matanos doesn't want to receive them, he will live. The iskayim lefi shehu boteach b'shem yisparach ve'enu nishan al matanos anashim, because he's relying on Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's not relying on other people's presence. So here that connection is clearer. No, it's to receive a present is definitionally lack of bitachon. Okay, so you have to figure out why that should be so. But that formulation of the Rambam is pretty much reflected in Shulchan Aruch. Chosha Mishpat Simen Reish Mem Tesif Dalid. Midas Chasidos Shelo Lekabel Matana. El Liftoach Bashem Sheiten Lo De Machzaro. Shenamar Sonei Matanos Yechya. Fine. The Sma presents a different orientation within Sonim Matanos Yechya. The Sma there, Reish Mem Tes Sifkat Ches, Reish Mem Tes Sifkat Ches. Sonim Matanos Yechya Pasaku, in case you didn't realize, Vedarish La Gemara, Kedusha, and Kabbalah Chazal, the Derech B'nei Adam Lios Lahud Achar Mamon, people tend to be drawn pursuing money, B'sovram, they think that if they have money, they'll be able to support their family. But even though we have a certain orientation to get money and material possessions, nevertheless, why? If you're going to be pursuing presents, you're going to have to chanten people in order for them to give you presents. And you're not going to give the proper tochacha in reaction to what people are doing wrong. So, sonim matanos yechya, because it's going to lead to chanifa. If you're going to routinely accept presents, you're going to have to violate chanifa. And in violating Chanifa, or part of the violation of Chanifa, is that you're not going to give tochacha to the people that that deserve tochacha. And that seems to be reflected in the Rabbeinu Yonah Mishle. Rabbeinu Yonah Mishle writes, "Vinei zos hamida geder laharchakas hachemda v'tatzil mimokshe hachanufa." That the Mida Sonim Matanos Yechya is a geder to distance ourselves from Chemda. and it's going to save us from Chanifa. Okay, so that's what the Sma stresses over here. Sodim Atonus Yechya is supposed to prevent or help us avoid violating Chanifa, and he presents Chanifa in the context of not giving proper Tochach. Rashi in Mishlei says something else. Me achar shehu sone matanos kol shekein shesone is a geza. So it's not a geder against Hanifa, it's a geder against Gzela, because there's a fine line between, or there may be a fine line, or there may be a slippery slope between receiving presents and Gzela. And that's actually reflected in Rashi and some of the other Mefarshim, or the Miuchas of Rashi and some of the other Mefarshim and Avos, on the Mishnah of Ahovas HaMalacha. Rashi writes, Ahovas HaMalacha, Kedarmina and Sachem Kufi Gimel, Pshot Nevelasa B'Shuka, that a person should be willing to skin a dead animal in the marketplace, Velo Tamar Gavarabana, and that's stand in ceremony that is beneath my dignity to engage in pranas in such a fashion. Shemitok shehu tarid achar mizanosav eino ba lidei listim or listis. Because he is engaged in pursuit of pranasa, it's going to keep him out of trouble. He's not going to steal. The eino misparnes mitok kupa shel saka, and he's not going to have to rely on saka. The yama marichin shenamar Sone matanos yechya, the omer yigia kapecha kisochel ashrecha v'tov lach. So the same idea that a hovas malach, if you can have an honest pranasa, then it's going to keep you away from gzela. And that's what Rashi says here is a point of sone matanos yechya. Avoid presence, avoid even being misparnes minestaka if possible. Have an honest living, and that's going to keep you out of trouble. So in the Orchos Matana that we've been quoting, he points out that maybe possible naftamina between Rashi and the Rabbein Yonah, between Rashi and the Sma, between the Chanif approach and the Gzela approach. The number one, if Chanifa is closely related to the Tochacha angle, it's not Chanifa in and of itself, but Chanifa that's going to prevent you from giving proper Tochacha, so maybe that doesn't apply to a Nachri. Are you allowed to accept a present from a Nachri? So there's no mitzvah of tochacha for a Nachri. So if that's the be all and end all of Sadi Matanos Yechya, then maybe it should be permissible to accept a present from a Nachri. That's what the Bali Tosos, some of the Bali Tosos explain by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu received presents from Paro because there's no problem with Sadi Matanos Yechya because Paro wasn't Jewish. And there's no iser of, or there's no midas chasidus of Soni Matanos Yechya from Menachri. Now, it doesn't explain Melech Stone, but it could be Melech Stone was an extreme. I mean, the default is you're allowed to receive presents from Nachrim, but by Melech Stone, be a different cheshbon, as lo samayni asharti yitzavram, whatever the context there was. As opposed to, if it's a chashash or a siag, a tugezel, so it doesn't make a difference who you receive the presents from, you may come to Gezel. Unless you'll argue, if Gezel Akum is Mutter, so if the Chashash isn't that you'll come to Gezel Ba'alma, but you'll come to Gezel from the person you're receiving the present from, so then maybe it should be relevant to a Nachri as well. That's what the Madana Yasher points out, maybe totally on that. He says another nafkamina. Let's say you don't know who sent you the present. You don't know who sent you the present. So if we're worried about Chanifa, there's no Chanifa to speak about because you don't know who sent it to you to begin with. If you're worried about Gezel, so if it's Gezel Ba'alma, the orientation that if you get used to receiving presents, you may come to steal from other people. So that potentially could be relevant even if you don't know the gifter of this particular matana. And if it's a matter of bitachon, if it's the literal reading of the Rambam, or what we saw clearly in the Ralbag, that receiving a present be'etzem bespeaks a certain lack of bitachon. So that's true regardless of whether you know the identity of the gifter or not. In the Orchos Matani, here he quotes the following shaila along those lines. Someone asked, this is an Eretz Yisrael Dik Sefer. So if you have triplets, so then you can get a lot of free things, it says. So someone had triplets, and they wanted to know if they could send a note to the diaper company, for the diaper company to give them free diapers. So he writes that, or he quotes, that this question was asked to Echad Migdolei Hador Shlita. I don't know who Echad, in the Sefer Zos HaBracha, Echad Migdolei Hador Shlita was Rav Yashiv. I don't know who Echad Migdolei Hador Shlita here is, but Echad Migdolei Hador Shlita said that HaKadosh Baruch already gave you a big present, triplets. So why do you need presents? Okay. So he says the same cheshbonos, that if we're worried about Chanifa, so here there's no Chanifa per se, because you don't know who the diaper company is. It's a corporation. There's no no individual. If bitachon, maybe not a bitachon. And then he says, if he's writing in Eretz Yisrael, maybe there is Chanifa on some level, because if this company is Michal Shabbos, or they have advertisements that aren't so sneistic, and then you're reaching out to them for diapers, then maybe it looks like the Haredi community is being maxic today over Yavera, and that's Chanifa, even with the company, now with an individual. Okay. Then he talks along the same lines about receiving welfare benefits from a government. So again, not exactly the same, but he quotes from one of the biographies of Rabbi Yaakov, and somebody asked Rabbi Yaakov, is it better to get food stamps or better to get a job? So is it better to live off food stamps or better to get a job? So not surprisingly, Rabbi Yaakov asked him that he should get a job. He says, so you see that there's a midas chasidus not to rely on welfare benefits, because that's part of the study matan sikha. Could be other cheshbonos there as well. Okay. Then it was another yisha for the Avraham Avinu problem with Mitzrayim. He quotes from the Sefer Be'er Basadeh, which is one of the later super commentaries on Rashi. He says the matanos that Avraham Avinu received from Paro were not physical matanos, they were spiritual matanos. Just like Chazal understand Ulubnea Pilak Shim Nasan Avraham Matanos in Parshas Chayisara, the matanos there is Shem Tum Masar Lahem. So the matanos that Avraham Avinu sent to Bnei Pilakshim with weren't real matanos, that was Shem Tuma. So here too, Paro gave Avraham Avinu not physical matanos, not actual matanos, but spiritual matanos. L'mani tavli b'avireich, that they should give me the Shem Tuma so that we could fight or counter that Shem Tuma. Okay. So the Mechaber the Sefer says, you see from here that Soni Matanos Yechya is not relevant to Ruchniyastik Matanos. Here it's non-Ruchni, I mean, here it's the Shem Tuma, but it's the opposite. He said, I don't know if you need a riot for that. He said, you see from here that Soni Matanos Yechya is only relevant to actual material Matanos and not to Ruchniyastik Matanos. In the Sefer Chavetzelos HaSharon, Rabbi Karlbach, so he points out, also in this week's Edra, on this topic, the Gemara in Bavei Basi, Yigim Lama Beis, has a machlokas in one of the situations of Chalukas HaShutfe. So the Gemara has over there, Ain ashut v'mcholkim es hachatzer ad shehei dalet amos hasev dalet amos hasev. So in general, in order to have a din chaluka, in order to have a large enough area that you can split it between two shutvim, you have to have a minimum of 4 amos for each party. Haya chatzer gadol zayin amos. Let's say the chatzer is 7 amos wide. The amr l'shutvo tola tadalad amos kedei chaluka v'ani etel gimel amos. And you tell your shutv, look, really we should only split it if it's 4-4. But I'll be mevat there. I'll let you take 4. And I'll take 3 for myself. That's a machlokas, chachamim and Rishim Gamliel. Can you force the other guy to accept that deal to make him take the 4 and you take the 3? According to chachamim, yes. According to Rishim Gamliel, no. Why? Because says Rishim Gamliel, the guy can taina. Ibidamim, if you're going to make me pay for that part, I don't have money to pay. And if you want to give it to me as a matana, I don't want it as a matana because sonei matana siyachya. You can't force me to take part of that chaluk as a matana. The Rambam paskins like Rishim Gamliel, Perek Aleph Shkeinim Malacha Hay, and the Rush paskins like the Chachamim. So he quotes on the Sma Choshe Mishba Kufayin Aleph that everyone agrees that the other partner can say, I don't want the matana because the sonei matana is yichya. The machlokas is that here, do we view this as a matana? Evan agrees in principle, sonei matana is yichya. But here, is this a matana? Meaning, it's in the best interest of the guy who says, let me take 4 and you take 3, to split it that way. Otherwise, there's no way of doing a chalukah. So the guy with the 4 will say to the guy who wants to give 3, it's not a present. I'm not doing you a favor. I'm doing me a favor. So maybe that's so the machlokas tanaim says this ma is in a situation where it's to the benefit of the gifter to give the gift. Do you invoke sone matanos yichya? So he says maybe that on some level should be dependent on the reasons. If it's a matter of bitachon, so then maybe the guy should say, okay, your chashbon is to your benefit, but it's still a lack of bitachon on my part. If it's a chashash gazel, so the guy's telling you it's for me, maybe there's less of a concern, maybe there's less of a concern of gazel. Okay, let's stop here.